Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Anyone Advertising. Anyone Advertising, the ad agency for businesses, business to business. How can we help you? In today's episode, we're going to be talking about three simple ways to test your design's effectiveness. So your product designs may be visually appealing, right? But are they actually serving your users? And most importantly, are your users converting? While traditional user testing techniques might help you answer these questions, it is often involves going through lengthy interviews with a small pool of users, or even worse, individuals who aren't even users at all. So there are new and advanced tools at the disposal that can speed up your testing. So we have compiled about 3 points in terms of measuring the metrics of your designs, if I should put it in that way, as a designer, whether you're creative, whether you're in the advertising or marketing, or even a business owner that's working closely with designers and would just like to get a bit of knowledge with regards to that. So the first point is, number one, talk to your active users. So you shouldn't test your designs on team or your stakeholders. You should also shouldn't test your designs on just anyone off the internet. They aren't the ones using your product. The most accurate way to conduct testing is to understand how your actual users is the one that's currently using your website or your app or your product, and how they respond to your designs. So talking to your active users ensures that your design's decisions make sense because they're based on real users' needs and point of views. So which means you'll start to see more fruitful results from the design's optimizations you make. The second point is to measure customer effort. Customer effort refers to how easy or difficult it is for your customers to use your product, or your website, or your app, etc. A low effort experience leads to improved customer loyalty, while a high effort experience are more likely to cause user churn. That's why reducing customer effort is key to a successful product, whether it's a website, it's actual product, or an app. Customers prefer product that's simple for their lives, and they are more likely to use or continue to use the product if you can help them accomplish their goals much faster and effectively. Here are a few questions to consider when it comes to measuring customer effort. Are your users taking the action you want them to take? How fast is it in taking them to complete that action? How many users accomplished what they came to do? So measuring customer effort for both new and experienced users will help you easily identify opportunities to optimize your customer's journey and improve your conversion rate. The third point is understand user goals. Once you get a step ahead of your competition or your competitors, invest time in understanding your users. Why are they visiting your landing page, or why are visitors landing on your product page? What are the goals? Are they hopping from page to page? Are they what are you hoping to achieve? The deeper understanding you have of your users, the more you can tailor your product to them, giving them a customer experience they likely aren't getting anywhere else. So survey your visitors and ask them, what are your goals? This will help you confidently refine your content and messaging so that you can successfully drive visitors down the funnel and ultimately acquire new customers. So in a conclusion, we will start designing products that can be converted into actual potential customers, and designs for that matter. So you will be able to design artwork or with website, ads, etc. that can be converted, and you can measure it in terms of actual live users that are actually using your app or your website. A great user experience goes far beyond aesthetics. If you want to start designing products that serve your customers, build loyalty, and increase conversions, you need to start with an effective user research. To help you improve existing research efforts, we recommend one of the most thought-provoking and techno-savvy templates designed by a lot of team of users. So you can go online and search for software that can help you with that matrix. Or metrics for that matter. That is all from us for today. You can log into our website at www.animanadvertising.com. You can leave your comments, and you can also let us know what you'd like us to discuss for the next podcast. We are going to be having in-house in our podcast live some designers that will basically explore and explain the trends of 2023, what are the challenges that they are facing, and the art revolution that's taking place in social digital platforms. So thank you so much for your time. God bless, and tune in next time.